In 1839, France became the first foreign nation to recognize the Republic of Texas. It dispatched a chargé d'affaires to Austin, the capital of the new republic. Alphonse Dubois de Savigny was a low-level bureaucrat who presented himself as a count. He persuaded his government to purchase 22 acres and to build the French Legation, a combination home and diplomatic mission. Austin had about 200 permanent residents, living mostly in tents or dugouts. In contrast, the two-story French Legation rose on a hill near present-day Interstate 35 and East 8th Street. The four-room residence was constructed of loblolly pine from Bastrop. A porch spans its facade. A hipped roof extends over the porch and forms a gallery supported by paired Doric columns, a feature of French neoclassical architecture. The house also includes French colonial and Anglo influences. Wrought iron hinges depicting ram's heads typify those found in New Orleans. French doors open onto the gallery. The central hallway functioned like a Texas farmhouse dog trot with doors at either end for ventilation. During construction, Dubois alleged that a local innkeeper's pigs had invaded his temporary living quarters, destroying furniture and eating his papers. Thus began the Pig War. Dubois ordered his servants to kill any trespassing pigs. The servant obliged. The innkeeper beat him up. Dubois left Austin. It's said that he returned when the house was completed in 1841 and lived there a month before leaving Texas forever. The property changed hands several times until the state bought it in 1949 and gave custody to the Daughters of the Republic of Texas. They restored the French Legation to its 1841 appearance. Today, it's a house museum that offers a glimpse of Austin in early days, when pigs roamed the prairie, and when foreign diplomats had delusions of grandeur.